Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood crime scene mini episode.
Hi.
What's up, Des?
Oh, you know, just enjoying the rain.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
We've been recording in the morning a lot.
Getting it done.
You know what? Speaking of getting it done, I almost didn't get this mini episode done because there was no news stories this week.
Uh-oh.
So I had to go back in time to 1955, which is when our main episode took place.
Yes.
This week. And we'll continue because it's a two-part episode. So I pulled stories from Los Angeles circa 1955. I do, however, have some stories that aren't from Los Angeles, but most of them are LA stories. We're going to begin with this story from, I'm sorry, this isn't from LA. This is from North Carolina.
Definitely not LA.
But it's a cat story.
I was going to say, I like these episodes because there's always like some cat named Mr. Mittens.
Yeah.
Who's like in the newspaper for some reason.
The great thing about, okay, there's a lot that you see that's really fucked up reading old newspapers, but the one positive to old newspapers is reading, like, they would just print stories about cats.
Yeah.
Like local cats.
Yes.
That was newsworthy.
They should bring it back.
I agree, because I like getting to know these guys. Mm. This story is from the Charlotte Observer. Steak-loving cat hero dies at the age of 21.
Okay, that's fine.
It wasn't like a tragic accident.
I was like, Jesus, Rachel.
It was old age.
Okay.
Teddy, a 21-year-old Angora tiger cat with a love for steak.
Ooh.
And angel food cake, is dead.
That sounds like a great diet. Steak and angel food cake.
It's like semi low carb.
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, angel food cake is barely carbs.
It's like
Mostly egg whites.
Yeah.
I haven't had that in a while.
We should make it. I love angel food cake. So this cat loved steak and angel food cake. He weighed 23 pounds, and the giant size of his four double paws made him appear even larger. So he was a polydactyl cat.
Ooh.
His owner, Mrs. Miriam H. Wasson, credits Teddy with saving three lives in a fire when he awakened her by repeatedly pawing her face and running toward the bedroom door. Teddy died shortly before his 22nd birthday, where he would have been feted with his usual birthday diet of steak, peas, mashed potatoes, angel cake, and ice cream.
Wow.
That's a meal.
Miriam. Miriam is an enabler.
I relate to Miriam so much.
She's like, I don't know why he's so big. She brings him this dinner.
Mashed potatoes.
Also, you just picture him like licking it. He probably doesn't even eat it all. Like he eats the meat.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Romy used to eat mashed potatoes. She loved them.
Well, they got cream and butter in them.
I mean,
yeah.
Who the hell don't?
Yeah,
and love mashed potatoes.
It looks like it's easy to eat.
Mm-hmm. He turned up his nose at all conventional cat foods. Ugh. Classic cat. Mm. He's like, once I've tasted that delicious human food,
why would you go back?
Why would you go back?
It's bullshit.
Steak he demanded, and steak he got. When the family acquired Skippy, a toy Boston Terrier, Teddy mothered him at every turn.
Aww.
When Skippy wandered near the road, the cat carried him back by the scruff of his neck.
Aww.
That is so cute. The pair worked as a team to open a rear door to the house, Mrs. Watson relates. Teddy would jump atop a small table, walk across a window ledge to the door, and wrap his front paws around the knob.
Oh my God.
At the same time, Skippy would paw the door open.
This is like when the velociraptors opened the door in Jurassic Park. It's fucked up.
I'm only sad to report that we don't have a picture of Teddy.
Oh, I was curious what that breed is.
An Angora?
Is it like a fluffy?
It's a floofer.
Okay. I mean, Angora sounds it, but then it had like some other like type of label.
It said Angora tiger cat. So maybe it was like a
stripy,
floofy boy.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
I know.
I'm sad. This is the dream, to be interviewed by a newspaper after your cat dies.
Ugh.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
I would read those interviews daily. Like, because you know some old lady, she just wants to tell you everything about her cat. And I want to hear it, to
if
be honest.
If I was a newspaper publisher, I'd bring this back.
Absolutely.
Like, every edition would have, this old lady's cat died.
Here's her story.
Here's her story about
people
the cat.
People crave wholesome news. It would be perfect.
We need it. We need just a tiny morsel of wholesomeness. Yeah. We have one more cat story from 1955. This is from Pomona, from the Pomona Progress Bulletin. So this is a local story. Corn-eating cat, winner of award. Mm. This cat won an award because he ate corn.
What was the award?
Blue Boy, that's the cat's name. Blue Boy received his Puss in Boots Bronze Award Friday and eyed it with considerable interest for a cat. The feline, owned by Mrs. Mary Sundstrom at 550 Texas Street, was named recipient of the award for, quote, contributing to the human happiness and exhibiting other admirable traits.
Aww.
Actually, the admirable traits apply to Blue Boy's appetite for fresh corn. A photograph of Blue Boy eating corn appeared in the Progress Bulletin last October. Through this recognition, Blue Boy was made a Puss in Boots winner. Presentation of the award of the cat and a certificate to Mrs. Sundstrom was delayed by a fall, which placed the Pomona woman in Kaiser Hospital for 8 weeks. But now she's able to be about on crutches in a walker. The citation from the Puss in Boots Award Committee reads, presented to Mrs. Mary Sundstrom on behalf of Blue Boy to the classification of corn-fed creatures, Blue Boy adds a new category. For this feline is a grain gourmet. He'll stand on his hind legs to consume an ear of corn in minutes. A versatile vegetarian, however, he'll dine happily upon other raw vegetables and fruits when the corn is gone. To Blue Boy, a cat with quaint herbivorous habits. Why can't I talk today? Anyway, I do have a picture of Blue Boy. This lady.
Aww.
He's also floofy.
I like how his owner is like 150. I'm sorry.
It's always an old lady and her cat.
It is. So he looks like a stripe, like a tabby.
He looks like a floofy tabby.
Yeah. When I heard Blue Boy, I thought he'd be like a Russian blue, like a gray.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Maybe he is.
It's hard to tell because it's a black and white photo, but he does look a little stripey.
He does.
That's so cute though. I think I just saw a cat eating corn on the cob on a TikTok or something recently.
I feel like I've seen a lot of videos of cats eating corn on the cob lately.
I can see why they would like it.
Because it's crunchy.
Well, it's like you can grip into it. Like, did I ever tell you the time my cat, YY, was running down the hallway and he had a cork stuck in his two fangs? Like a wine cork. He like bit a wine cork and then it couldn't get it out. It was like really hard to get it. You know, when I'm trying to help you, you
and they
idiot.
Don't want your help.
Like when their head's in a
bag.
Brown bag,
yes.
Handle or something.
And they're running away from you.
And they're running. You hear something. That's a sound all cat owners recognize.
Yes.
When they're caught in something and running.
Yeah.
To escape it.
Ugh.
But yeah, I was like, this is a new one. It's like he could not get it off.
I like when they find a new way to do something crazy.
Oh yeah.
And spike your blood pressure.
Yes. Yes.
There's always like a new noise that you hear from coming from the kitchen or something where you're like, what was that?
Yeah. No.
I don't
crazy.
Do I even want to know.
You know it's bad. You
right.
try to figure it out though. You're like, let me guess.
Did you send me that picture of the two cats rolling in flour that they knocked
yes.
over?
Yes. they were just lying in it and all these broken canisters, ceramic canisters. So I guess it was like sugar and flour.
Oh my God.
And they're just lying in it.
That poor owner.
That's like, I would have been so furious because that's like the situation where you're like, I don't know where to begin. There's glass. Like when there's glass mixed in
with other shit,
with other stuff, it just makes it all more, especially when it's liquid.
Yeah, that's
the worst. Because you're like, do I mop? Do I sweep?
Right.
I have to sweep up the water with glass in it.
I have to get a new house.
Yeah, exactly. You need to move. You can't deal with this.
No.
Those little cats sitting in the flower, like it's the best thing ever.
They're probably having so much fun.
Do you know how long it took them to push those canisters off the counter, probably?
Ugh.
I mean, just little rascals.
Yeah.
Very funny though.
I finally wanted to display Romy's ashes in this beautiful little urn, this little ceramic urn, that my brother gave me. And I hadn't been able to display it for the longest time until I got museum wax.
Yes.
Because I knew Masha in 1 second would shatter that urn and she'll go up to it and paw at it and be like, why isn't it moving? Like, yeah, don't even fucking try it.
What has she done? They're like researching. Yeah. When you go to sleep, they open the laptop. You got to check your history.
That's when I'll have reached the pinnacle of crazy cat lady, is when my current cat destroys the ashes of my former cat.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
A tragedy.
Absolutely.
Our following stories are not cat related, but this is from Pasadena, March 6, 1955. Two Pasadena boys, ages 14 and 15, were ordered to report to juvenile authorities yesterday after allegedly having used vulgar language while trying out a tape recording machine in a Pasadena store. The store detective told police he would keep the recording for a while, just in case their parents want to hear it.
Okay.
This is a classic prank you do as a kid.
This is like, I cannot believe kids back then even did it. Because that's the first thing you do when you get a recording device, which is like the highlight of every person's childhood.
Yeah.
Like when you can record your own voice.
And you say, fuck, shit, cock, piss into that device.
Yeah. You say everything you've always wanted to say into the recording device. If they have the little microphone attached to it. You know those ones?
Yes, with
the cheap mic.
That was my first podcast.
And then you have like the feedback.
Yeah.
Those things suck ass.
I don't know if I've told you this story before, but my best friend, my childhood best friend, Lauren, she had this toy. And this is like, must have been sometime in the early 90s. And it was a doll and it had a microphone with a cord that came out of its back. And it was a pretty long cord. So you would speak into the microphone and the doll's mouth would move.
Oh my God.
And your voice modulated into the doll's voice would come out of the other end.
I want this.
As the doll moved. It was pretty frightening.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you're like, this is incredible.
Oh my God.
Her brother stole the doll. Her older brother stole the doll, put the doll, like he put the doll in, I don't know what he did. Or he stole the microphone end of the doll. But basically, he was behind a door in another room while we were doing something else in her bedroom where the doll was. Mm. And he was in the other room with the microphone hiding. And he just started saying really vulgar things. And the doll started talking to us.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's something about recording too. Like, I just remember recording, like, TV.
Oh,
just with my, do you know what I mean? Just yes. Like for no reason. Yeah. It's just like, just the thrill of recording things.
It would be the dumbest shit on TV too. I'd be recording commercials.
Oh, commercials. I used to record the radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And not even.
Like I was like, now I have the song.
Not
the
even.
Shitty version.
Yeah. Well, I would record the radio on cassette tapes more, but I would stick the microphone of my recording device up to anything.
Oh yeah. It was so fun.
I loved it.
It was the best toy.
So yeah, I had to do this story because like you said, it is nice to know that even back then, kids were doing the same shit.
Yeah. They weren't so innocent.
And I think that's great. I don't think they should have had to go to juvenile authorities.
This seems extreme. Also, like he's like, I'm going to save it if the parents want to hear. It's like, well, why wouldn't they have already, do they not know their kids got whatever, arrested or whatever version of this happened?
Like, I think he was horny for the recording.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to keep this.
Just in case. Yeah.
I like when they said, you got a big dick. I'm going to listen to that.
This story is from the Pomona Progress as well. It's out of another Pasadena story. Nude man jumps into car, asks for a ride to New York.
Wow.
A nude man appeared on the Pasadena freeway today, police reported, and began dodging cars. When one slowed down to avoid him, officers said, the man jumped on the hood and tumbled into the seat and announced that he wanted to be driven to New York. Mm. So he pops into someone's convertible. Like he jumped through the top of it.
Yeah, that's the danger of a convertible.
Yeah, anyone can jump in.
Someone just pop on it.
He like rolled onto the hood and then dropped down. The man, after taking a swim in the Elysian Park Reservoir, scaled a fence and ran onto the freeway. After falling into the convertible of Frank Valley of nearby Pasadena, he jumped out, despite his request for a drive to New York. While police were questioning Valley, a couple in another convertible drove up and turned the man over to officers. What's wrong with me today? Police booked Clifford L. Mayhew, 28, on suspicion of violating state narcotics laws, saying he'd been taking drugs.
Now, I'd be upset because I'd be like, no, well, now I have to wash all my seats.
Yeah.
Because his balls were all over him.
This guy teabagged my seats.
Teabagged my seat, and I'll never not think of that.
Even after you wash them.
Yeah.
And they're probably, you don't know if they're vinyl seats. I guess you could spray. You got to spray those down.
You got to spray them down. I'm guessing they were vinyl because that seemed more popular. Mm-hmm. I like how many people had convertibles. I just don't feel like that's as big a thing anymore.
No.
I know people still have them, but like it was like when they came out, everyone wanted a convertible.
It was even a bigger thing 20 years ago. Up until 20 years ago, having a convertible was like a
great thing. That cabriolet or a Mustang.
Oh God, so many girls at my high school had the convertible cabriolet
and the convertible bugs too.
Yes,
remember?
Yes,
I want a convertible. This looks fun.
You and my mom, you guys love convertibles.
Oh, wait, she has a convertible. I forgot.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm not into it.
It's
fun. I don't like wind.
It's fun for every once in a while. I'm not going to go on the freeway.
Oh, she'll go on the freeway.
With a convertible down?
Yeah, I think it's absurd.
That's crazy.
But she loves it. She's about, she's like convertible life.
Yeah, she ain't going back.
No, she's not going back to normal lifestyle. Our next story is from the Los Angeles Mirror. A freak accident on the Santa Ana Freeway left 28-year-old Charles F. Blake in need of a new pair of pants.
Oh, freak accident, huh?
Now, this guy who needed a new pair of pants was a cop.
Okay.
The California Highway Patrolman escaped with his life but lost his pants when he was struck by a hay truck.
What?
This truck slammed into him and it literally tore the pants off of him.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard like shoes popping off.
No, his pants came off.
This sounds sus.
He was so scared he tore his pants off. He was struck by a hay truck as he cited a motorist near Norwalk for driving without lights. So he was like pulling someone over.
So he's like on the side of a car writing a ticket and sideswipes him.
This is the best case scenario if you're getting pulled over is the cop who's pulling you over gets hit by a truck carrying a bale of hay and his pants come off.
He's not injured, but he's humiliated.
Funniest case scenario.
I still don't quite get how his pants came. I guess it snagged his pants and kind of ripped them off like you're pulling a tablecloth off.
Yes, that's what I imagine. It said Blake, who lives in Norwalk, was knocked off his feet when the truck struck him. His pants ripped off. I still don't get it.
I think it had to like snag him somewhere, and when it was moving, I mean these are cheap pants, right? Because why wouldn't it take him as well?
Blake was treated for severe bruises.
I mean, I like how they say severe bruises.
Because it's a cop, they have to make it sound like this more was dramatic. Very, don't laugh.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. This is very severe.
Um, That's so weird.
I love that story.
I like that it's, you know, it's an old story because it's a hay truck.
Yeah.
Just like on the, probably on like the 110 or something.
Right. This is out of the Los Angeles Times from November 17th, 1955. These two women were held hostage by a bandit and they took him to court and everyone laughed at the bandit in court and it made him cry.
Oh my God.
This is a great story. Women's stories of befuddled bandit draw laughter in court. Blonde, stocky James B. Tatum, 25-year-old transient from Idaho, took a brief whirl at the stick-up game 10 days ago, but couldn't convince himself or anybody else that he's the type.
Uh-oh.
However, after a preliminary hearing yesterday before Municipal Judge Louis W. Kaufman, Tatum found himself held for Superior Court arraignment November 30th on kidnapping, robbery, and attempted robbery charges. The hearing was punctuated by laughter as various witnesses told what happened on November 7th. Mrs. Kathleen Burton, 21, switchboard operator, told Judge Kaufman, Tatum got into her car when she stopped at a market at 2765 East Olympic Boulevard to buy a magazine. He forced her to drive him to a liquor store at 5909 Atlantic Avenue, Maywood, a half-hour drive, during which his captive commented on his nervousness and expressed the view that he needed a nip.
Oh.
So his captive is like, you look really nervous right now.
You need a little drink.
You need a drink.
Here, you want me to borrow my flask? She takes it out of her purse.
Exactly. Tatum declined to take her advice, asserting that he's a teetotaler and would rather she wouldn't talk so much. Tatum then forced the woman to accompany him into the liquor store operated by Mrs. Celia Smith, 38. He carried a paper bag, which he told Mrs. Smith contained a gun, and ordered her to give him the money in the cash register. Like hell I will, she told Judge Kaufman that she replied.
Wow.
She took one look at this guy.
I was like, no, get out of here.
No, thank you. Then followed an embarrassing pause from the 3 to 5 minutes during which Mrs. Smith told Tatum to drop dead. and both women made disparaging comments on his technique as a holdup man.
Oh my God, these are queens.
I love them.
How are they not on our money?
The impasse was ended when a customer entered to be told by Mrs. Smith that a holdup attempt was in progress and for him to call the police. Tatum fled in Mrs. Burton's automobile. He surrendered at police headquarters the next day, giving an unloaded pellet pistol, the slugs for which were still in their original package. Mm. So he didn't even unload that pellet gun.
What an embarrassment.
You want to see a picture of him crying on the stand?
Yeah. Why is he crying? Because he got caught or because they were mean to him or everyone's laughing?
Because everyone's laughing at him. He looks like Eric Trump.
Oh, yeah. He's hideous. Look at him.
How embarrassing.
What a loser. I mean, obviously, it's funny, but this could have gone a completely other way. So I admire the fact that these women just were like over it.
They took a chance.
They took a chance and it paid off.
It could have ended badly. Yeah, it could have ended badly, but they saw right through this guy. Like, this guy's a fucking pussy.
I would love to know, like, what exactly they saw. Do you know what I mean? Like, what was the vibe? Was he just, can you please give me my money? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It must have been pretty clear for them to have been so strong-willed about it.
Yeah.
And both of them?
Both of them, two different women.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, Desi, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And by that, I mean we have a truck spill story from 1955.
Oh, my goodness.
There were a lot of truck spill stories.
I bet you even more.
But this one is pretty comical because it seems like it happened in a cartoon.
Was it milk bottles?
There was a milk bottle spill. There was a milk spill. There was a huge milk spill where thousands of gallons of milk were spilled.
Right. I mean, that makes sense because people used to get it delivered.
That's not the story I'm doing.
Okay.
But there was a milk spill. There was a log spill.
Oh, boy.
Like from Final Destination.
I feel like all of these are pretty comical.
Well, the log story I didn't do because it killed someone.
Okay.
But the picture of it was horrific.
Because that sounds like a video game.
Well, right? It's like Final Destination.
Yeah, where the logs are coming out too, though, and you have to like jump over them like in a video game.
Yeah. Right. This is out of Cedar City, Utah, from the Columbus Ledger. Things really buzzed on a highway north of here yesterday as US 91 got the hives. It all happened when a truck loaded with beehives.
Jesus. Didn't we have a story with beehives before?
I think we did, including the bees. Struck a road divider and overturned during a snowstorm 35 miles from Cedar City.
Why are you driving in a snowstorm with a truck of beehives? You're asking for it.
You're asking for it. The truck driver, Francis Griffith, age 23, from Belgrade, Montana, was not hurt. And highway patrolman Gordon Farnsworth said nobody got stung. But that is a worst case scenario with those hives.
Because you've got to think those are just hives on the road. They're not like in anything.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because they're probably stacked up on like shelves or something inside.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Beehives.
Beehives.
That won't happen anymore. That's like an oldie time thing.
It's very oldie timey. I also saw there was a truck spill. I don't think the contents of the truck spill were interesting, but the interesting part of the story was the reason for the truck spill was the truck driver didn't want his cup of soup to spill on his lap.
Honestly, and relatable.
I know.
Because I think of how many times I almost like scrape the side of my car because I don't feel like turning the wheel that much. I'm too lazy to turn my wheel in the McDonald's drive-thru. Like enough. I like do it just barely enough. And I've done that before too while holding things. So you're kind of like trying to get out of that drive-thru. Because some of those drive-thrus are fucking tight.
It's a tight turn.
Yeah.
But you don't want to spill your food.
Yeah.
This guy had a cup of soup. He's like, I didn't want to spill the soup. Yeah. Sorry, I spilled everything in my truck instead.
Well, because you don't think it's going to go to that.
You don't think it's going to be that bad.
No, you're just doing something in the moment that seems smart and isn't.
No.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. There was a tomato spill with like thousands of tons of tomatoes. Or I don't know if it's thousands of tons, but a lot of tomatoes.
Thousands of tons. Wow, that's a big truck.
I made that number up.
It's interesting with the truck spills. Like part of me is like, have we just started covering them more? Because I do feel like there's been a uptick in the number of truck spill stories.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's just become the beat now.
It might just be
like
the
people
beat.
Like these. So let's give them.
These idiots on Hollywood crime scene.
Because I feel like it wasn't a thing I saw often.
Maybe we're just, it's that thing where like you learn a new word and then you see it everywhere.
That's true. That could be.
I think we're just hyper aware of truck spills now.
Well, now we're searching for them.
Well, yeah, we're actively looking for them. Anyway, those are our stories this week. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene.
Desi, what are you watching, reading, listening to?
I am watching something new. I don't even know if it's a recommend because it's not very good.
Me too.
But I am watching it.
What is it?
It's called Daisy Jones and the Six. It is basically like, I guess it's kind of a Fleetwood Mac story. It's based on a book that was really popular. It stars Riley Keough. She plays Daisy Jones. So it's like a 70s biggest band in the world. It's a faux documentary style as well, where they're older now looking back on this period in time. So you get them, you get their little confessionals.
Do they wear aged makeup?
Yes. I mean, it's not extreme.
Yeah.
It's like, it's barely aged.
But it's the same actors.
It's the same actors. So I honestly, it's like one of those shows where I've watched all 7 episodes. I think 7 episodes are up and then there's like a few more coming. So I'm like, oh, like now I have to wait for the next 2 or 3 episodes. So yeah, I mean, it's good enough. It's not like the best thing I've ever seen. The actors are pretty good. The music is not bad. It's like definitely music where you're like, yeah, I could see that being a hit. You know how sometimes you're like, this music sucks. No one would ever, this would not be the biggest band in the world ever.
Yeah.
They're at least good. There's like a B storyline in it about a lesbian disco singer.
Hot.
That's also kind of good.
Yeah.
She just moved to New York to be with her girlfriend. Mm. So if you like that kind of thing, it might be worth checking out. But like I said, this is not high art. It's a little trashy.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. But it's like one of those things. It's like it's almost there. It's like one of those things. But it's perfectly watchable. And
yeah.
Like I said, I've binged the first, whatever, 7 episodes. So yeah. And she's really good, Riley.
Yeah.
She's a good actress. And she's a good singer.
I really liked her in The Lodge. Did you ever see The Lodge?
Yes. She's really good, and if you've seen like the Hunger Games movies, the lead actor was in those, and it was like one of those things. I was like, "Who is that? I know I've seen him somewhere." And it's that guy. I think he played Finnick, so he was in like the Hunger Games too. He's really good, and he's hot.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good in it.
Yeah,
so I'm happy for him.
I'm in a drought. I started watching Designated Survivor. Have you heard of that show? It stars Kiefer Sutherland.
Designated Survivor.
Do you want to hear the premise of it?
Sure.
Look, I heard the premise. I'm like, that sounds like garbage. I'm in.
Yeah.
The premise is that the Capitol building is blown up during the State of the Union. So everybody in Congress and the president dies.
Oh.
And Kiefer Sutherland automatically becomes the president because he's like the designated survivor. He's like the last person in the administration alive.
The one they keep in the bunker.
Yeah, he's in the bunker. And he's the HUD guy.
He's like some random secretary.
And yeah, and he wasn't even popular and he was about to get fired. And so like people are like, this guy is illegitimate. And it's perfect. It's entertaining. It's entertaining for sure.
Is this a show that's on now?
I don't know, but it came out in 2019.
Okay, it's recent.
Yeah, it's
more
recent. I don't know, like if they're still making show episodes.
I love Kiefer Sutherland, and I used to love his show 24.
I never watched it.
Okay, you should watch it because I swear to God, the first 5 seasons of that are fucking tense.
Yeah.
Like, I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
If you like this piece of shit. Because he's really good in it.
Yeah.
And it's very stressful show. And it has a lot of good actors in it. So you should, that would be a good one for you to check out, because I think you'll start binging it. It's right. Very bingeable.
I remember hearing the like beep, beep,
yeah,
beep from my neighbor when I used to live in West Hollywood, like 15 years ago.
Well, the
because they were binging
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the nature of the show is because it's 24-hour period. I know. So things happen very fast. So you get in like episode one, shit's going down.
Does this guy ever sleep?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't take a nap.
And there is some personal side drama with him, obviously, because yeah. He has a daughter and a wife.
Right. I remember the daughter, it's that actress I like.
She's from Happy Endings, Alisa Cooper.
Alisa Cuthbert.
Alicia Cuthbert.
What happened to her? Where's she at?
I don't know.
She was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the daughter.
I liked her.
It's a good show, and there's a lot of good side characters in it as well. It has like a BAU vibe in a way, because it's this team.
Right.
And there's all different types in it, and yeah. They're all kind of vaguely nerdy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's with Marilyn Rice Cub. That's where she got sort of well-known.
Okay.
She started in that, and she plays a total nerd named Chloe. It's
good. I mean, even though this isn't... even though this isn't like a much older show, I kind of have been looking to get into like network or like TBS or TNT shows from the early mid 2000s. I've just been in that vibe.
Because it's a period of TV I didn't watch a lot of those shows.
Yeah.
So I think they're still available to me. Like, it's like, oh, I haven't seen this. Like,
yeah, because I was very dedicated to the network shows I did watch, and there weren't many of them because I just wasn't, TV was just so different then. It's like you didn't binge all these shows.
You had to be home.
You had to be home.
Pretty much.
So the only show that was at that time that was ever appointment TV for me was House. That was like the only drama that I was like,
right.
And then I had some reality shows that was appointment TV, like American Idol and Project Runway. But I wasn't, yes. There are so many of those network dramas from that period that I missed out on when they were on the air.
It would typically be also certain days that I would always be home. Like, I remember that's why I started watching Desperate Housewives, because it was on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much always home Sunday nights.
Yeah.
It is a good show,
though. It is a good show.
Yeah. So
I also watched a few episodes of The Mentalist. See if I was into
that's very early 2000 mid-2000s.
Yeah, it's so mid-2000s. The guy, the mentalist,
Simon Baker,
actor's name?
I think so.
His character is named Patrick Jane. He's kind of hot.
Yeah,
he's kind of hot. He dresses like a magician. Like, he dresses like a Las Vegas magician, and it's really hard to take him seriously.
That's a CBS show.
Was it?
That was a CBS show.
Okay.
Because I remember there was a very clear line when something was on CBS. It was like NCIS. JAG.
JAG.
There were like all these kind of like, it skewed a little older, right? CBS?
Yeah. Right. Right.
I mean, I think they definitely tried to change that at some point. Well, but in the early 2000s, it definitely was still in that vein.
I think Criminal Minds was their edgiest show.
Oh, totally.
I mean, that is like...
That was maybe when they were starting to try to find more edgy things.
Yeah.
Because they definitely had a reputation.
They were a little tamer, maybe.
I think because they, you know, before. At some point... You know, maybe it was the early 90s or late 80s. They were the network that brought you a double feature of Murder, She Wrote and Matlock.
Mm.
And they just never could recover.
Because over at Fox, they were like, we're edgelords at Fox.
Oh, Fox was the youthful channel before UPN and CW.
Because it was Married with Children, The Simpsons. What else was on Fox? Family Guy. That's later.
What was the one with Nikki Cox?
Oh my God, I loved that show. I loved that. Well, Unhappily Ever After.
It was kind of like a ripoff of Married with Children.
Totally.
Yeah.
But that was a show I would always watch.
Maybe that wasn't Fox. Maybe that was like UPN. I think it was UPN.
UPN, rest in peace. UPN raised me. UPN had the best sitcoms.
That had Moesha.
I had Moesha. It had, what else was on UPN?
Unhappily Ever After.
Unhappily Ever After. I'm going to need to like go through like a... We're going to have to do like a revisiting.
No, it's
that.
Funny because Fox was like the edgy channel, and then UPN and CW were like, well, we'll go even lower. Or like younger. It was younger and lower. It was younger and sometimes lower because they also had like Cheaters.
Yes.
I don't remember which one, but maybe UPN.
Because UPN's late night programming, they were like, we're going to let loose.
I think that's also where they had VIP.
VIP was UPN. I just thought their shows were the most fun and their sitcoms were the best. Like they did have some good, sitcoms. I'm looking right now at programming television films. List of programs broadcast. Buffy was on UPN from 2001 to 2003.
Oh.
Love Boat, The Next Wave. That lasted one season.
I don't remember that.
Roswell was on for one season.
Roswell was big.
Okay, the comedies, because I watched the comedies. Oh my God, Breaker High was on UPN. I loved Breaker High. That was for teenagers. Girlfriends. I loved Girlfriends.
Oh, Girlfriends.
Homeboys in Outer Space. Remember,
see, they were really going for
it. They went for it. Malcolm and Eddie.
Yeah.
I watched all of these shows.
There was like, I think I've talked about this show before and I wish I remembered where it was on. It was called Friday the 13th and it was like a haunted object show.
What?
You got to find the show because you will like it. Every episode they have to find.
Wait, is it fiction?
No, it's real. It's fiction. Yeah, it's fiction. So they have to find all of these objects that are out in the world and bring them back to this antique shop because they're out in the world haunting. So every episode, it's like, we're in Pittsburgh. We're looking for this vase that's haunted.
It's haunted.
But it was really good. I loved it.
Oh my God. The Brittany and Kevin Federline show Chaotic was on UPN.
Oh.
They went there.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to give you everything we got. They put their whole pussy into this network.
No. And then they fucking merged.
With CW. They tried to become a little more serious.
Is CW the WB frog?
Yes.
Ugh.
The WWW. I watched a lot of WB. Was that what? Sister was on WB. Sister. I loved that.
It was very like, youth. I mean, it had a lot of teen oriented kid and teen and young adult content for sure.
Right. Okay. So yeah, really, really having a drought here. Really having a drought here with content personally, but Yellow Jackets is coming back this week. Succession's coming back on Sunday.
I was looking up that show. It's actually much older, but I think when I watched it, it was in syndication because it's, oh wait, no, this is the wrong one. Never mind what I said.
We'll find it.
It's really good.
Maybe we can recap an episode.
Yeah.
Sounds funny.
It is good. It's serious though. It's like, it's scary.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm also in a drought, but I did have that Daisy Jones. You know what I always forget? I was like, oh yeah, Prime has TV shows.
I watch a lot of TV on Prime.
Yeah. I forget. I have so many subscriptions.
I know.
I need to like go through them. I mean, I guess I use them all, but I do forget about Prime because obviously Prime, you have it anyway for other things.
Yeah.
So I forget about the original content.
Right.
But not anymore. Now I'm watching Daisy Jones and the Six for at least 3 more episodes.
Enjoy.
I will.
What'd you eat?
I'm eating a lot of soup. I did make a really good butternut squash soup last night. So I'm excited to have that later.
Yum.
Because I'm going to have it for a few days at least.
Perfect.
You know?
Look at the weather outside.
And it's vegan because I used coconut milk.
Nice.
To make it creamy. Not that I'm not vegan, but if you're vegan, I know we have some vegan listeners, coconut milk. That's like a nice substitute.
I'm
it's
sure
fucking
the vegans
delicious.
Know about coconut milk.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Desi's giving you all a hot tip here.
You guys heard about coconut milk? It's creamy.
You're vegan splaining.
I'm vegan slating. No, that's my favorite kind of vegan where it's like, this tastes good. And I'm not doing a fake like version of some dairy or meat, which I typically won't love as much. But this is like a coconut. I put a lot of curry in it. So it's a creamy, I pureed it. And it's basically, it was just butternut squash and like the mirepoix vegetables. Like, I'll say it the way I want, Rachel.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah, and I used veggie broth, so
that vegan is vegan
all the way.
Yeah.
So that's what I ate. Not that exciting. I'm still eating my chocolate covered almonds from Trader Joe's, the thinly covered ones.
They're so good. It's raining.
Oh my god, it's pouring.
It's like raining cats and dogs outside.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I ate anything. No, but I'm planning some meals.
We got some really exciting meals in the works that I can't wait to tell you about.
I was looking at menus last night and getting real hungry. Well, you sent me those cannoli pictures. I really want a cannoli so bad.
I do
How
too.
Do we get that?
We need to find a cannoli in the next couple weeks.
There's like an Italian bakery by me that I haven't gone into, but people rave about it. And one thing I'm curious about is they supposedly have the proper hero bread, like an Italian sub bread. So I'm kind of curious about that.
Like to buy?
Yeah. They make sandwiches there, but I think you can also buy it.
That's good.
And then...
what makes it the proper hero bread? Just like...
you know what I'm talking about. That they don't have it here. Like on the East Coast, that bread.
Right.
That it's kind of dry. Hoagie bread. Yeah. It's kind of dry.
Yeah.
But not hard on the outside.
Right.
So I'm curious about that. And they also have Italian pastries, which I tend to like, especially those little rainbow ones.
Yeah.
I like those little rainbow ones. And I think they have cannolis like a certain day per week. So,
they should have them every day.
I think they're hard to make.
I know. They're probably labor intensive.
I think the thing that's labor intensive about them is you cannot have, they can't sit.
No.
You can't have that cream in the crust, the little cookie.
Because it gets soggy.
It gets soggy. And that's, when you get a good cannoli, then you're like, oh, this is why these are so good, popular.
Right.
Because a lot of times you get a bad cannoli where the crust is soft.
And you're like, why do people eat these?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's fine. But when you get a crispy one, because you're like, this just got filled.
That cannoli from Sherman's in Palm Springs, I think about it all the time. It's a good one.
And you know the mozza ones are going to be really good.
Yeah, mozza just came out with cannolis.
I like they have the pistachios too. I'm so obsessed with pistachio. I just need
pistachios are hot right now. I think pistachios are the nut du jour.
It's the popular nut for sure. And it's so pretty. Why isn't it always popular?
Pistachio is the matcha of 2023. You heard it here first.
Yeah,
I agree. It's going to color everything green.
I'm seeing it more and more.
I'm really happy that pistachio ice cream is having a comeback too, because all the haters and losers used to tell me I was gross for liking pistachio ice cream.
Why?
They're wrong.
Why would anyone hate pistachio ice cream? It's delicious.
It's one of the best flavors.
Yeah, and you rarely see it.
I think we're going to see it more and more now.
Because I think people are realizing it's really pretty color too.
Yeah, and it tastes good. I think it tastes better than the actual nuts. That's a hot take.
The ice cream tastes better than the nuts?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm like a really big fan of pistachio flavored things, but I'm not necessarily a huge fan of just eating the nuts. I don't snack on the nuts.
I have a really good, they have a good pistachio at Trader Joe's. They're the salt and pepper flavor. And they're actually savory. They're actually addictive. You can't stop eating
them.
Well,
any snack you get at Trader Joe's is like addictive.
Not necessarily. They have better and lower ones.
That's true.
But these, they do have some good nuts every once in a while. I'll tend to try their flavored nuts, and some of them are not bangers or just not for me. Like, I don't want to eat a ton of them. But these salt and pepper one pistachios, I can hardly buy them because I will just pound them.
Yeah.
You feel like good about yourself because it is a little exercise involved.
Oh wait, they're in shells?
Yes.
Oh, that's work.
Well, they have them split open, so they pop.
But there's
right
always
open.
That one that's not open.
You have to break with
there's,
your teeth.
There's always that one pistachio that's not fucking open.
But that's how you know they're good, because when that I find one that isn't open, I'm like, like an animal. I'm like, I need to get this open.
Get this nut
out. I need
out.
That fucking nut with the salt and pepper flavor. It's delicious. So I do recommend those. But yeah, I haven't had very interesting food, but we will soon.
Yeah, we got plans.
Did you eat anything?
No. Did I eat anything good? No. I can't even think of anything I ate.
No, me either. I did buy a salad at Creation yesterday. That's not very
that's
exciting.
That's not good.
I know. I'm kind of like, ugh, what did I buy this for? Now it's just going to rot in my fridge. I'll eat it. Maybe I'll eat it tonight.
I can't think of one good thing I ate this week.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been a real drag.
It has been. But we'll be back with more food. We'll get on it.
I ate a fruit salad last night that I made for dessert. It was depressing.
That is sad.
Oh, I ate a Girl Scout cookie this week.
Oh, right.
I had a Samoa, so that was exciting. I had four.
Four? That's it?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's pretty...
I was like, wow, I didn't eat the whole box.
That's controlled.
This time?
I want to... That is something I do want to try at some point, making homemade versions of Samoas, because I have some recipes. I think it would be fun.
Yeah, like a cake.
Or I love things based on Samoas.
Me too.
Remember those donuts we got one time?
We didn't get the Samoa donuts.
Oh, we didn't?
No, but
they ran out probably.
But that... They made those at Trejo's, and then they also made them at Sidecar Donuts. And
I thought
sure
we got them at Sidecar.
Did we get them at Sidecar?
I feel like we did.
Okay, we must have.
I mean, it's so hard to know when we got something or when we were like, we got to get those.
I know
we did go to Sidecar.
I know we drove in traffic to Sidecar Donuts, and we were very happy.
Because we got a ton of...
We got like 12 donuts for three people.
Yeah.
And
well, the problem is you need to taste all the flavors.
We had to try them
all. And then there's certain ones like the butter and salt one. What is it, butter and salt?
Yeah.
That we needed to have like a few of because you know everyone's going to want that one.
Yeah.
I do remember we got like the thin mint version.
At Trejo's.
Because the Samoas were sold out.
Yeah. I remember that episode of our mini episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because... We got them delivery and they arrived and we both started crying because the Samoas were out.
Oh my God. What a disaster.
This is like a weird memory I have.
We both started crying.
Well, it was me mostly, like being very immature.
Oh my God. I must have regressed that memory.
I can remember. Play you a clip of it later. I kept it in the show. I didn't edit it out.
Oh, you started crying on the show?
I mean, it wasn't like...
You weren't
real
sobbing.
Tears, yeah. But I was just like, no. I just remember I didn't turn the recording off. And
so oh, because we got the delivery mid-record.
We got the delivery mid-record and Brendan brought them into the studio. And we opened the box and it was, he said, he's like, they're out of the Samoas. And I was like, no. Why?
Well, I remember ordering from Trejo's. Was difficult because you can't really pick.
Yeah, it's like a grab bag.
Yeah, and we really wanted that one.
I mean, all their donuts are delicious there.
Yeah.
I haven't had a single bad donut from Trejo's ever. I think it's one of the best donut shops in LA.
I know. We haven't been in a while, though. I do miss... I like their Abuelita one.
The cinnamon one?
It's like...
Oh, no, it's chocolate.
It's chocolate cinnamon. Mm. That one's
the
really
low
good.
The Lowrider is the cinnamon one. There's like just plain cinnamon.
There's like a horchata one too, I think.
Yeah.
That was good. Yeah, I like their donuts.
They have great donuts.
We haven't been there in
a while. It's not even just the flavors. Like the flavors are all really good and interesting, but the donut quality itself is really good there.
I also one time stopped there and got, they had like, they have soft serve.
Oh, the ice cream donut?
And you could get it in a donut cone.
Oh,
that was really
that's
good.
That's like, should be illegal.
It was like, I think it was a cinnamon donut cone.
Fuck.
So with like vanilla soft serve.
I'm going to come.
It was so good. I remember taking a picture of it. And then it was like 2 days in a row I had gotten ice cream and I posted pictures. And then I looked at my feet. I was like, what is wrong with me? You don't just go about getting ice cream cones every day and letting everyone know.
There goes ice cream Desi.
Because it was like, a donut thing. And the other day I was like, I saw someone making homemade Nutty Buddies and I was like, I got to get that. It was the most massive ball on top of a cone. Mm. And it was really good too, though.
So. Oh, I remember that thing I sent you. It was like a elevated gourmet homemade. I don't know if it was super gourmet. It was a Valerie Bertinelli. Valerie Bertinelli made like a strawberry shortcake ice cream pop cake or something.
Oh, I feel like I didn't see that.
No, I DM'd it to you and we were both laughing because we're like, that looks good.
Oh, maybe I didn't realize it was Valerie Bertinelli.
It was because she has a cooking show on the Food Network.
Oh, I do remember vaguely you sending it. I just think I didn't realize it was Valerie. Ooh, I'm looking at that pistachio layer cake by Martha. Oh my God. God, this whole chat is just an embarrassment of food. It's just
our chat.
Yeah. It's all cat pictures and food pictures.
Who knows when the last time I sent this to you was because.
Oh, see, this is, oh my God, that looks so good. I'm getting hungry now.
Are you looking at all the food stuff?
Yeah.
Our whole chat is like chonky boys.
It's making me hungry.
Chonky boys and pictures of food that we want.
Oh, there's you telling me you want to go to Courage Bagels. That nightmare. That when it seemed so innocent.
Was that the origin?
Yeah.
That was our Joker origin story.
Oh my God. Damn. Look at all this good food. We have good taste in food.
We have really good taste in food. My like bookmark tabs on my Instagram is just all recipes.
Yeah.
It's all
recipes.
That's
the best thing to, that's the reason bookmark is invented.
So I can save stuff I'm never going to make. And it like runs the gamut from like really highbrow to lowbrow creations.
Oh yeah. I've definitely made things from my bookmark.
You know what I have in my bookmarks is someone's recipe. I don't even know if it's good, but someone's recipe for artichoke, spinach artichoke dip chicken casserole.
Ooh.
I guess I was really hungry when I saved that.
No, you got to save it.
I was like,
you know what I save
comforting.
A lot of is actually, I mean, I have a lot of things saved. I don't just have food actually, but I have a lot of salads because I'm always like, I like good salads. So if I see a good salad that's unique and looks really delicious, I'll save it because that's something I will make.
Like
I love a good salad.
Like when it's like an interesting combination.
Right. One that I haven't done because I'll tend to make like the same four or five salads, which are good, but then I get sick of them.
Right.
So it is nice. It is definitely nice to have those on hand. Okay.
Okay, Desi and everyone else. We'll see you guys later this week for the main episode, part two. Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.